A lot of the migrants who are making this journey are, not surprisingly, fleeing the violence in Syria. They're Syrians. The second largest group from Eritrea, that small country in the Horn of Africa. Daniel Habti is a pastor living in the north of England. He's originally from Eritrea and came to the UK as an undocumented migrant.
We are not trying to make our life better, you know, to sleep in a better bed or, you know, sleep in a better house. It's a basic question about basic human rights. National service is compulsory in Eritrea, and it's indefinite as well.
But you're not saying Eritreans left their country because they didn't want to do national service. It was because there was kind of a national service that would be running indefinitely, and they didn't know when they were going to get out of it.
It is. I've got a friend of mine. It has been nearly 20 years now since he's serving the government.
And what would happen if he tried to get out of that job and just tried to do something in the private sector?
You will be killed. You will be dead. This is the reason why people are, you know, trying to escape. They are escaping from death, not trying to make their life better.
So tell me your story. When you finally decided, I'm out of here, I'm going to leave Eritrea, what was the first thing that you've got to do to start that thing going?
Well, I escaped from the barracks of the military training camp, and I had to walk for 3 days to arrive in Sudan. And then from Sudan, my wife joined me and had a baby 6 months old. And we had to travel through the Sahara Desert for 15 days more.
And then through the desert, you get to the Mediterranean on the Libyan coast, and you take a boat. Describe that boat.
The boat was very small. We were about 85, 86 people on the boat. And I was sitting on the back of the boat. I can literally touch the water. You can imagine that how small boat it is.
How many hours or days is that crossing?
Well, over 40 hours, if I can tell the hours correctly, but it was over 40 hours.
Did you constantly think about the possibility of death and whether you were doing a smart thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In the boat, there was no safety features at all, no light, no compass. The captain was an Egyptian guy. He told us, you know, I don't know where I'm going. I'm running out of fuel. So you need to yell and to shout for help. 2 times we crossed to the big ships, you know, they look like a beautiful city. The light and everything. I'm still, you know, feeling that feeling when I'm telling you this. And I was just craving, why don't we ask them help, you know, for this, you know, big ship? No help. At that time, everybody was, you know, hopeless.
Right.
And we thought we're going to die, including me.
And you finally get to Italy. I mean, that's amazing in a small boat and that passage across the Sahara.
Well,
that you made it. I mean, this is one of the success stories.
We made it. Let me tell you what made me very happy in that little story. You know, there was a pregnant woman there.
On the boat
ready to give a delivery, yeah. And I used to work in hospital before I became a pastor. And they told me, you know, she needs your help. And I went down to the engine room. She gave a baby boy safe delivery. And I told them, guys,
on the boat.
God gave us, yes,
that's
God
amazing.
Gave us a baby boy. Let's just rejoice. Let's be optimistic, you know. You know, I just lifted the boy. And please, this is be a sign. After probably 6-7 hours, we have arrived in the Lampedusa.
I don't know if you're in touch with people back in Eritrea, but if they ask you about your journey, do you advise them to take it or not to go?
As I said before, they are fleeing from death. Whatever it is, the decision is, you know, there, and people are determined.
I know it's a really hard question to answer, but if you could do it over again, would you have done it? Would you do it today?
Well, when I see my experience now, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Pastor Daniel Habti lives in the north of England. He came to the UK as an undocumented migrant from Eritrea 10 years ago. Daniel, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.